You asked for it, you got it.
You guys ready?
It's time for Mandatory Metallica.
Oh, yeah! Yeah! Oh, yeah, yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
We're somewhat of a heavy band.
Hey, Ma! Hey, Ma, look, it's me!
Thanks a lot for, I want to thank all the stakes for coming around finally and understanding what the hell Metallica is all about.
Metallica rules! Metallica is the heavy! James Hetfield, Lars Ulrich, Kirk Hammett, Robert Trujillo, Jason Newsted, and Cliff Burton. It is my sincere honor to induct you all into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Welcome to this week's episode of Mandatory Metallica. I am your host, JJ, and last Monday night, a little bit of, I had a, you know, DVR. Where would we be without the DVR? So as I'm doing Mandatory Metallica on PBS is the Elton John and Bernie Taupin Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for Popular Song. And Metallica was the highlight of the night. I got to tell you, I didn't get my DVR quite right, and I missed Annie Lennox, but I did. I got to see Joni Mitchell. That was pretty cool. There's a whole bunch of artists. I'll be honest, I had no idea who they were. They must like they were. Oh, let's get the niece of something Congress. I don't know. Garth Brooks did some karaoke, kinda, but Metallica. Man, they were the highlight of the show, aside from Sir Elton John taking the stage, of course. But here it is. If you missed it, I got it for you. Here's the audio. Metallica doing Funeral for a Friend and Love Lies Bleeding, a version that has critics and fans and even Sir Elton John on his feet saying the best ever cover. And Pope, the best quote I saw online, this screams out for another Metallica covers album. I agree. Here it is, Mandatory Metallica, Q100 Michigan. We'll be right back.
rumors going round, gotta clear out of town. Smell like a driver's boat. Here come the law, gonna break down the door. Tear me away once more. Never, never, never want it anymore. Gotta get away from the stone cold blow. Crazy, stone cold crazy, yo.
Stone Cold Crazy, a Queen cover from Metallica on Q100 Michigan, saving rock and roll one listener at a time. Whiskey in a Jar, another cover. And folks are saying that from Metallica, we need another covers album. I'd get it. I like Garage Inc. There's a lot of great stuff on there. I've done full shows about it in the past. So I say yes. Let's do another Metallica covers album and let them go nuts, man. Let them do some stuff that you wouldn't normally, you know, do some Elton John. Why not? All right. Hey, do you got a band? Well, we would like to hear from you and your band. Unsigned bands, register now for the Q100 Michigan Odawa Casino Battle of the Bands coming up June 22nd. At Odawa Casino's Ovation Hall. All you have to do is go to Q100Michigan.com, register, and submit your original song demo or demos, and you have until May 26th. So if you're like, we got to get recording, you got some time, you're good. You can also drop off or mail your submissions to Blarney Stone Broadcasting, 6514 Old Lake Road in Grayling, or email submissions to managebsb@gmail.com. You could be one of eight bands selected to compete for the grand prize, $5,000 in cash, a $1,500 Avery amp, a feature on the Q100 Michigan Music Connection show with Big Jess, and a chance to perform at Riverfest just this coming July at the Osawa Riverfest. You must be 21 to enter. Get the rules and details at Q100Michigan.com. The competition starts June 22nd for the Odawa Casino Q100 Michigan Battle of the Bands. Let's take us a break, and for those of you going, oh, pff, Battle of the Bands, they do it. That's how Metallica got started. Lars needed a singer, and he and James got together, and history was made. Let's take a break, get some messages from our fine partners, and I return Metallica, because this is Mandatory Metallica on the queue.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan. Before the weather break, had whiplash. And a fun story about that one. This past weekend, my daughters, who were both in high school, were in a production of the Spring Drama Club play. And being that I'm do what I do, I offered to come in and help broadcast the play onto the Drama Club's Facebook page. That way people could see it that couldn't be there. You know, that's why you do it. So while I'm there on Saturday night, I'm setting up and I'm up in the booth and the tech crew's getting theirself settled and they're making a playlist of songs to play in the house before the show starts because they're bored. And one of the young ladies goes, "No, we're not going to play the worst and most requested Metallica song ever." She piqued my interest. And now I don't walk around, "Hi, I'm JJ, I do that." So I hadn't, I didn't tell her that I had hosted a Metallica show or anything like that. And I said, "Well, I'm just curious, what is that?" And she goes, "Oh, Inner Sandman, by far." So I laughed. I said, "Okay, if that's the worst Metallica song ever, in your opinion, as a 15-year-old in 2024, what is the best Metallica song of all time?" And without hardly a beat, she goes, "Oh, Whiplash, off the first album. Gotta be." So I'm here to tell you, kids and adults and parents that are worried about the next generation, there are some in there that have a little quality to them. She's a Metallica fan, man. It was pretty cool. All right, let's get back to the music. And this one is, I never heard it. Second track off 72 Seasons, Shadows Follow. The guys ripped off Batman. Take a listen about 4 minutes and 20 seconds into the song. No, there's not a pot joke there. But take a listen about 4 minutes and 20 seconds into the song, and you'll hear the Batman riff. And then you'll like, "Oh, I can't believe I didn't hear that before." Here it is, the Batman song, Shadows Fall. Appropriate name. It's Q100 Michigan. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Title track from the 1984 Ride the Lightning. It's Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan. I'm your host, JJ. And how about some Ride the Lightning from the blackened master distiller and award-winning. In 2002, the band put out Ride the Lightning, and it won a gold medal from the John Barleycorn Awards and an impressive 93 weighting from the Whiskey Advocate. Now the band is out to do it again, and this time I'm going to have to get my hands on it. It sounds pretty good. So the latest Rye the Lightning whiskey is crafted from a blend of straight rye whiskeys that were finished in Madeira wine and Caribbean rum cast for 2 14-week periods each, and they also underwent the Blackened's proprietary sonic enhancement process. The 92-proof Rye the Lightning whiskey is said to contain notes of green apple, barn hay, caramel, and banana bread on the nose with pear, honeysuckle, muscovado, almond, cinnamon, sandalwood, and waffle cone on the palate. I just can't get through that description without laughing. But if anybody sees Rye the Lightning in stores, my email is jj@blarneystonebroadcasting.com. I would love to know where it's on sale at, because I don't really drink, but I would drink this. I would definitely try Rye the Lightning. It's got to be good, right? Let's take us a break. When we return, more Metallica, because I still got like 15, 20 minutes or something to fill.
Yeah. pushing to stay with something. I'm pushing to stay with something better. With something better.
Welcome back to Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan. That was The Bleeding of Me. This is, just about the end of the show. Don't forget, if you are in a band or you know someone in a band, the Q100 Michigan Odawa Casino Battle of the Bands is coming up at the end of June and into July. Winning band gets $5,000, $1,500 Avery amp, and a chance to play at the Q100 stage at the Riverfest at the end of July. For more details, get to our website, q100michigan.com. That's also where, if you go under the features page, you'll find this episode and other episodes of Mandatory Metallica for you to listen to in your enjoyment. I'm going to get out of here and leave you with track 7 off Injustice for All. It's The Frayed Ends of Sanity on the Q.